Hello mga kababayan! Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to another episode of Usapang Pinoy, brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Ikasyam na po't isang yugto na po natin ngayon. At ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. At muli, salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig. Exciting po ang ating yugto ngayon dahil po ang ating bisita ngayon ay walang iba kundi si Maria Gigante, ang 2024 Miss Universal Woman. Maria was born and raised in Cebu, Philippines. She is the eldest of 7 children, katulad ko po. She was second runner-up for Miss Cebu in 2013, second runner-up for Reina ng Aliwan 2014, Binibining Cebu Charity in 2017, and Miss World Philippines in 2022. She is the first ever Universal Woman from the Philippines. Yan lang po, bago po siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga importanteng anunsyo. As you know, the nominations for the Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia ended on April 15. Winners will be announced soon. Please get your tickets at the Georgia Asian Times website at gasiantimes.com. Ang pangalawa po, sa Sabado naman, May 10, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Georgia Asian Times holds the annual GAT AAPI Summit in celebration of the Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month at the UGA in Gwinnett, Lawrenceville. UGA Gwinnett in Lawrenceville. Tickets are available at simpletix.com at hanapin lamang po ninyo ang AAPI Summit 2025. Ngayon po, ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Maria Gigante, Miss 2024 Miss Universal Woman. Welcome, Maria. Thank you for being here.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so happy to be on this interview with you, especially after we had a little bit of a bonding time over steaks at dinner. That was amazing. I truly enjoyed the Southern hospitality that Georgia had to offer.
You're very welcome, and it was so fast. Now you're back in the Philippines, and it just seems like it was just yesterday. But thank you for being here and for being pride to our motherland and the Philippines. It's an honor to be talking to you.
Well, thank you for having me. You do so much for the Filipino community here in the States, and I'm just so honored to be talking to a different audience of people. You know, I realized so much during my trip to America, and it's that the Filipino community out here really is representing so much Filipino pride and really like making an effort to make sure that we pass our culture on to our children. So it's in many ways, you know, it's a preconceived notion that Filipinos who spend time in the Philippines are the ones that love the Philippines the most. No, that's not true. The ones abroad love the Philippines just as much. And that was the takeaway for me for this U.S. trip.
Great, great. Now, please introduce yourself to our audience. I gave them a brief introduction earlier, but I want you to introduce yourself, who you are, and what you do.
Sure. All right. Well, hi, I'm Maria. I'm from an island in the Philippines. I grew up around nature, and that's why I love it so much. But that's also why I believe we have to strive to protect our Mother Earth very well. That's why my project, Obra in Bantayan Island, which is now 7 years old, it's a project that I started by using my first pageant earnings, like my prize money from Binibining Cebu, to buy sewing machines and edging machines for my community. And we thereafter taught sewing classes, pattern making classes. We also had all of these different skills workshops that helped everyone in the village earn immediate income. Because that for me was the ultimate way of making a project sustainable. As long as the community itself had the initiative, then that was kind of the secret sauce to every project.
That's so wonderful.
I've already talked about projects. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of volunteer work over the last 8 years, starting with Gawad Kalinga. And now we'll be promoting early childhood literacy all over the world with Crescent.
That's wonderful. Now tell us, because a lot of the folks, I believe, in the United States at least, a lot of the Filipinos are not familiar with Miss Universal Woman, because I believe that it's just been founded 2 years ago. So tell us about Miss Universal Woman, when it was founded, and its mission and its vision.
So Universal Woman was founded in 3 years ago. I believe it's 2022. Its first edition was held in Dubai. It is based in the UK. Our headquarters is in the UK. And so is our CEO, Carolina Cuarta. She is a businesswoman, a mother, and an empowered woman herself. She founded Universal Woman with the vision of transforming the way the world sees beauty. Whereas in a normal pageant, women over 30 would not be allowed to join. Universal Woman is open and welcoming. We also promote inclusivity. So we're for anyone between 25 to 45 years old, any age between 25 to 45, that is. And then any size and any circumstance. So we don't have a height requirement. All that we want our girls to be about is about the mind and the heart.
Yes.
By all means, Universal Woman is a new era of beauty. We call ourselves an International Congress of Successful Women. And true enough, in my own experience in the organization, I've learned so much about respect and collaboration, about the meaning of like minds and the dialogue that happens when the women who are sitting at the table are more mature, are self-actualized, and have actually had the chance to live out their lives, have children, and get married. It's just so much more beautiful.
That's right. Yeah, I did read somewhere that there is no height requirement, no weight requirement, and no status requirement, meaning even if you're married, you can join the pageant. So it's very, very unique.
Sorry?
I said I read somewhere that there are no height requirements, no weight requirements, nor civil status requirements, as in even if you're married, you are allowed to join the pageant.
Yeah, that's true. It's all true. We don't have any requirements besides the age, and that's just 25 to 45 years old. And we're open to all women, all walks of life.
Right, which is very encouraging for those who want to make a difference.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, you have a long list of beauty titles, which I told the audience earlier. How old were you when you first started joining beauty pageants, and what inspired you to keep joining them?
I was 18 years old, and my dad was the one who gave me the idea. When I was 16, he brought me to a pageant, and he said, "What if you give it a try?" And I said, "Me? No way." Like, I played football, I was fat, I was short, and I was really, really dark. And if anything, at that point, you would be sooner to think that I would become some kind of a rocket scientist rather than a beauty queen. But I guess somehow along the way, puberty kicked in, and then I was discovered by a model manager. I started modeling, and soon after that, I joined pageants. I am the eldest of seven siblings. So it really helped me generate income. It really helped me have a budget for all of the things that all young women need to spend for. You know, like, I was kind of a third parent to my siblings, and I loved them so much. But it doesn't hurt to have a fallback, right? So while I was in school, I was joining pageants, I was working as a model, and I'm just one of the lucky ones, I guess, because it turned into a career.
Right.
And one that I plan to stick with until for the foreseeable future.
That's good. You picture for us your journey into winning the Miss 2024 Miss Universal Woman. What were the challenges, and how did you overcome them, if any?
Oh my gosh. You know, there's a lot of challenges. Universal Woman, first of all, is still in its third edition, which means that we are still about to crown our third queen this June 8th, 2025 in India, in Jaipur, the pink city. Being on its third edition, the first two queens, me and Valentina, we had the responsibility of promoting the pageant and its branding all over the world, you know, to let really everybody understand what Universal Woman is all about, how it's different from other pageant systems. And of course, the most important for me is that the moms who who are still dreaming of becoming beauty queens, who are still dreaming about a new chapter in their life, or women who are married who thought that it was time to abandon their dream, they're the most important for me because I was one of them. And that's one of the challenges because, you know, the people we're trying to speak to, they're not listening to all the pageant chatter anymore. You know, they've moved on with their lives. So the biggest challenge there is really finding that demographic that we want to talk to and getting them to listen and really believe that we're about something different. We're about something new. And we're here to stay. So that's the message. And I'm so glad to be welcoming more moms into the fold this year. I'm so happy to be meeting all of these new candidates. I actually just met one of them, and she will be announced in a few days from now. So I can't wait for that.
That's
you will
great.
Really see how much Universal Woman is all about inclusivity.
So do we have a Philippine representation this year?
Yes, we do have a Philippine representative this year. Her name is Jasmine Almay, and she's Universal Woman Philippines. She's my successor, and she will be competing in Jaipur this June 8th.
That's great. We'll be looking forward for that. We'll be watching it if it's streamed or showing anywhere in the major channels. But what about your personal challenges while you were at the pageant itself?
Okay. At the pageant itself, I have to do everything by myself. But the advantage that I have is that normally that's seen as a challenge. I understand if there's no one to assist you. But being that I am a perfectionist, and I'm very self-sufficient. Being that I'm a perfectionist and I'm very self-sufficient, I did not bat an eyelash. I just went straight into work. And of course, it took a lot of work, a lot of effort. I didn't have much sleep. I barely slept, actually. I was lucky if I got an hour in a day. I just kept reminding myself that I've been dreaming for this moment for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to it, it's do or die.
Right.
So
right.
I really put it in my head too. Alam mo yan, you of all people really know this. Like, you're somebody whose story really inspires me as well. If you talk about empowerment, women empowerment, you're really up there with everything that you've done. I don't know how much you shared with your viewers, but I just wanted you to know that that's so inspirational. Talking to you made me feel like I wasn't alone in that struggle that we shared. And wow, like, I really looked up to you. I didn't feel so bad anymore.
Thank you so
what
much.
Happened to me.
That
yeah.
means a lot. Thank you. So, what are the tasks involved in wearing the 2024 Miss Universal Woman crown? What are you required to do?
I see. So, our CEO is known famous for this description. She loves to say that our Universal Woman can do everything. One day she can be sitting at the table with the CEOs, and the next day, if it requires, she can be assisting with the candidates or cleaning the floors. And that's very much true. The kind of Universal Woman that we need is somebody who has an entrepreneurial or a business mindset, somebody who is willing and able to do anything and everything to get the job done, and also somebody who will not back down from a challenge. Because if there's one thing I know about the previous two winners, which is me and Valentina, is that we're both risk takers and we never, ever, ever back down from challenges.
That's good. That is also the Filipino resiliency in you. And the courage and the vision. So I applaud you.
Thank you.
So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have mentioned earlier about Kawag Galinga, which is now, I believe, turned into Angkop, because I work with them here. They are answering the cry of the poor, but they were Kawag Galinga previously, at least the United States chapter. So aside from that, what are your other advocacies outside of the Miss Universal Woman?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. So I'm also the spokesperson for a Japanese organization called Impact Circle, and they subsidize the rebuilding of pump boats for calamity-struck areas. So our last distribution, we distributed 100 pump boats that were reconstructed after the wake of Typhoon Odette in the Philippines. So this is very recent, like I think a year ago, in October,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken. And they're an amazing organization. They're currently participating in the restoration of the Dawanon Reef, which is the largest double barrier reef in the Philippines. And I'm very, very proud of the work they do. And I'm really happy that our Japanese brothers and sisters are kind of pitching in to help us Filipinos. It's really the spirit of like Bayanihan that's expanding, like stretching all over Asia. And another one of the organizations that I'm involved in, I mentioned OBRA earlier. That is an organization I founded within Gawad Galinga. And it's a way to address the need to make income for the women and children and the families who we already have provided homes for. So if anyone is listening is familiar with Gawad Galinga, it's based on sweat equity, right? And the spirit of Bayanihan. So each year we pre-screen the families in calamity-struck areas and we award houses to them, but the whole community participates in building the houses and they don't know which house they're going to get. So that's really the beauty of Bayanihan and sweat equity, putting in the work when you don't even know if there's a reward for you on the other side of the bargain.
That's
and
great.
The last and final organization, which I'm so excited to be working with, is actually there's two of them, but our official partnership this year and in the years to come is Universal Woman will be working with Precious, I hope until infinity, to promote early childhood literacy and empowerment through education. Hopefully along the way we can tag the team, the Homes of Love, by the Pink Sisters based in Cebu. They're amazing. They're an organization that works on allowing victims of human trafficking to re-assimilate back into the community. But their work in prevention of childhood trafficking starts with education. So I hope in the near future to do something collaborative between those two organizations. Because, you know, in all the years I've modeled and have hosted, or even like as a businesswoman, I've learned that education is really at the root of everything. I'm sure you can agree.
Yes.
Education for us, right, was really
yes.
our saving grace.
Yes, that is so true. I mean, compared to the other Southeast Asian nations, normally, I mean, it is believed and it is so true that the Filipinos emphasize education so much. Like you would hear parents say, I don't have anything to give you when I'm gone. You don't have any inheritance except your education. So...
Definitely. Yeah. Like, yes. The Philippines has a 93% literacy rate. And I was asked before, why bring Preface to the Philippines? We don't need it. But we're trying to get to 100, right?
Right, right. Exactly. But
we're trying
I am
to get
so,
to 100.
But I am so amazed at all your programs and your projects, all your advocacies, because they are so, they're also very important. And you're helping people, you continuously help people with what you do, and you're the best person to do it because you have the reach and you have the knowledge and you have the skill. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And for my last questions, of course, a lot of young girls are looking up to you. What can you tell these young girls dreaming to become a beauty queen in the future?
Oh, that's lovely. Oh my gosh. I'm feeling the pressure right now.
No pressure.
The message I would like to leave is one that I wish that I heard when I was a little girl. I always felt so lost and I always felt like I wasn't enough. And if there's a message that I could pay forward to the future beauty queen, it would be that you are enough and that everything that you need to get where you are is already within you at this very moment. All you need to do is just either look harder or relax a little bit and kind of just be present. And be present in the moment. And the most important thing is find what you love and use it to help make the world a better place. I think that's very crucial. Like the union of those two things is what's going to make... it's what's going to make you leave a legacy that's bigger than yourself. And yeah, it's never too late to start a new chapter in the new era of beauty. So even if you're 45, you're 60, hey, it's never too late. And honestly, that is what my journey is all about. If anything, it's like a love letter to everyone who thought their dreams have passed them by. It's never too late.
That's wonderful. Well, you are an inspiration to the young girls. And like I said, I'm so amazed with all your projects. You're not just walking beauty, but beauty with a purpose and brains as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have met you. With that said, I want to thank you for accommodating our interview despite your very busy schedule. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I know your schedule is very, very busy as well. I'm so honored and I can't wait to be back with you guys. Yes, doing another interview.
Hope to see you again soon.
See you soon.
Welcome back mga kababayan. Gusto ko pong pasalamatan ng ating bisitang si Maria Gigante, ang 2024 Miss Universal Woman. Like I said earlier, bago po yung pageant na yun, it's only been 3 years, but I am really impressed and amazed at the vision and the mission of the pageant as well as ang ating pong si Miss Gigante because hindi lang siya empty can na magandang babae na beauty queen. She has a lot of projects that really are beneficial to our people, and she's such a good inspiration sa mga ating mga kabataan. She's a good role model dahil hindi lang siya entrepreneur, kundi ang dami-dami niya mga non-profits na nakakatulong sa kanyang community, sa mga lugar na affected ng mga calamities, ang partnerships niya, yung mga collaborations niya. So watch out for that po. Maraming salamat again, Maria. So bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang katuloy ng mga fun facts from the Philippines. Diba, pinangako ko po, we have 27 of this. So now I'm gonna give you 3 more. So ang unang-una, 2 of the largest shopping malls in the world are located in the Philippines. One is SM Mega Mall, located in Mandaluyong City with a floor area of over 5.5 million square feet. And the second one is SM Shopping Center in Pasay City with more than 4.4 million square feet of retail space. Ang lalaki po. Pangalawa po, the Philippines founded Asia's first basketball league, the Philippines Basketball Association, in 1975, making basketball a beloved sport in the country. At ang pangatlo po, Jollibee is the top fast food chain in the Philippines, taking over McDonald's. Jollibee was the leading limited service restaurant in the Philippines in terms of sales. In 2021, Jollibee generated sales of approximately $24.53 billion, whereas McDonald's had a total sales of about $786 million. Yun lang po, at itutuloy po natin ang conclusion nito sa ating susunod na kabanata. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy, at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.